We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
Multitudes of people think that they can approach the Almighty God of the universe on their own terms, but that will never happen. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, another great verse. You can look it up. Proverbs 14, verse 12. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Everyone, welcome to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Jerry Burns, the pastor at Kitchener Baptist Church and the host of Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. We are honored that you're joining us for our program today. Well, you know, we're coming closer to Christmas time. Today is the 13th of December, and we're coming into just a couple of weeks, and Christmas will be here, the birth of our Savior. It is a wonderful season. You know, it's a blessing to be able to go to a store and to hear about Jesus and to hear about his birth, his coming to earth, and the cross and all that Christmas means. It truly is a wonderful blessing during this time of year. And I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and your family a Merry Christmas. I hope that you are well and healthy and safe during this Christmas season. We're going to continue our series, Four Universal Questions of Life. We are at the very end of this series. This is question number four, and we're going to go to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7 in your Bible. If you have your Bible handy, I hope you do. I hope you follow along with the scripture that we're going to be talking about as we look at this fourth question today, and that is, where are we going? Where are we going? The universal questions are not questions that we may ask out loud, but they're questions that we're asking in our heart. Where did we come from? Why are we here? Where are we going? These questions are universal and they are fundamental. They are questions that we want to know the answers to. A lot of people in our world today are empty because they don't know the answers to these universal questions. Robert Frost wrote a poem entitled The Road Not Taken. It is brief, four stanzas, 20 lines. But in that space, he reminds us of an important truth. He writes this: two roads diverged into a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveler. Long I stood and looked down one as far as I could, to where it bent in the undergrowth, then took the other as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim because it was grassy and wanted wear, though as for the passing there, had worn them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day. Yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh. Somewhere ages and ages hence, two roads diverged in a wood and I took the one less traveled by. And that has made all the difference. I think we understand this morning that Frost was writing about more than just a walk in the woods. He was telling us that there are opportunities in life and that we should choose our pathway carefully. Now, 2,000 years before Robert Frost ever put pen to paper, Jesus spoke concerning the same thing. But the difference is that where Frost couldn't see where the roads would lead, Jesus tells us exactly of their destination. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13, the Bible says, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Jesus spoke of the way less traveled, and he challenged us to make that choice. For 3.5 years, while the Lord Jesus ministered here on earth, Jesus pointed us to the way. Now, the way was not a path, but a person. Jesus calls us to come to him in faith. Only then will we have the life that he promised. A survey was taken many years ago, and the questions that were asked in this survey were questions about life and death. 90% of the people that took the survey believed in life after death. 64% believed that they would go to heaven when they died. Only 0.5% expected to go to hell upon their death. Yet Jesus teaches us in Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 23, that not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Jesus was saying that not everyone that thinks that they are going to heaven when they die are actually going to heaven. You see, he taught us that there are two gates, two ways, two groups, and two destinations. In our text, the Lord Jesus spoke of two roads. One was the broad, well-traveled road, but it leads to destruction. The other road is the narrow, less-traveled road, but it leads unto life, abundant life now, and eternal life later. We are each on one of these pathways. Where we are going will be determined by the path that we choose in this life. And this is our message this morning as we consider the idea, where are we going? Number one, I want us to think of the way of sin or the way of salvation. We don't like to admit that we're sinners, because when we think of a sinner, we think of a bad person. We think of an evil person. We think of a wicked person. We cannot be sinners because in our mind, we're not that bad. We're not so bad. I mean, at least we're not as bad as so-and-so, right? We aren't evil. We try to do what is good. But the Word of God declares for us that all are sinners. Let me give you some passages of Scripture, and I encourage you to look these up in your Bibles. Romans 3:10 says, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We would like to think that we can approach God as we are. We do not get to choose how we get to heaven. God has shown us the only way to approach him is through faith in his son Jesus. Now, some folks don't like that. To them, that's too narrow. That's too narrow-minded. So they choose another way. But the Bible says that all other ways except for Christ will lead to eternal separation from God. Multitudes of people think that they can approach the Almighty God of the universe on their own terms, but that will never happen. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, another great verse. You can look it up. Proverbs 14, verse 12. "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." Only faith in Jesus makes it possible for us to approach God. By faith, we come to Christ, and then we have access to the Father. I'm talking about salvation. That means eternal life. That means going to heaven. No one can go to heaven. No one gets to heaven. No one can have eternal life, or no one can have salvation without faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Some more verses for you. Romans chapter 10 and verse number 9. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans chapter 10, verse 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It's Pastor Burns again from Kitchener Baptist Church and Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. We'll continue our message in just a moment. We're thankful for your support of our ministry. It's our desire to preach the Word of God to our city and region. We want you to partner with us. Can you share our website, KitchenerHope.com? It's a site that gives the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, and it teaches us how we can know Jesus and have a home in heaven. Share it with your friends and family members. Again, that's KitchenerHope.com. You can financially support our radio ministry and help keep us on the air by sending a check or e-transfer to our ministry. E-transfers can be emailed to give@KitchenerBaptist.org. No password is needed. Again, that's give@KitchenerBaptist.org. Checks can be mailed to Kitchener Baptist Church at 1720, that's 1720, Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Kitchener Baptist Church at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Thank you in advance for loving the gospel. In times like these, you need someone to pray for you. We want to be that someone in your life. You can submit your prayer request at KitchenerBaptist.org/pray. That's KitchenerBaptist.org/pray. It would be an honor to pray for you and with you. We have already prayed for you today. Our prayer is that this Bible message will help you grow and know Jesus Christ. Let's get back to our message this morning. So there are two pathways, the way of sin or the way of salvation. The way of sin will lead to destruction, and the way of salvation to eternal life. There's not only the way of sin and salvation, there's also the way of death or the way of life. Now, we are under the sentence of death. Romans chapter 5, verse 12, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. The man in this verse, Romans 5, 12, is Adam. And when Adam sinned against God, he brought about the consequence of death. God warned him, but he chose to disobey. He chose to not believe what God said. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 16, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Many times in our life, we choose not to listen what God has to say. But listen to me. God knows what is best. He says, if you sow the seed, you're going to reap the consequence. Now, the sentence of death passed upon all of us. The Bible says, for all have sinned. In Adam, we all die, the Bible says. That death sentence is not conditional upon who we are or upon even what we do. All have sinned, so all will die. There is only one way to escape death, and this is through belief or faith in Jesus Christ. John chapter 8, verse 24, I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Luke chapter 13, verse 3, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. To repent means to change our thinking, to turn from thinking we are all right the way that we are, that we're okay, that we can approach God any way we choose to realizing the need to place our faith in Jesus Christ, to realize that we are sinners, that we are separated from God, and that we need a Savior. And that's the good news I want to share with you this morning, is that Jesus died in our place. Faith in Jesus Christ is truly a matter of life or death, not life or death in a physical sense, but in a spiritual sense. When we believe in Him, we have eternal life, spiritual life. But if we choose to ignore Him, we remain under the sentence of death. John 5:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Listen, there is no other choice. There are no other options that are available. John 3:36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. You see, there's two pathways. There's the pathway of sin and the pathway of salvation. There's the pathway of death, or there's the pathway of life. And also there's the pathway of hell, or the pathway of heaven. Now, most people think they're going to heaven. 90% believe in life after death, and only a half of 1% believe that they would go to hell. And I'm convinced that most people want to go to heaven. I've only had one person in my ministry that actually told me they wanted to go to hell, but they simply were ignorant of what hell would be like. We were all created with a God-sized hole in our lives that cannot be satisfied with the things of this earth. I mean, go anywhere around the globe and you will find in every culture that man is seeking to find God. Now, sadly, they're looking for God in the wrong places. They're looking for God or seeking for God in idolatry because they have a desire to worship, because God created us with the desire to worship Him. Now, the problem is they're following their hearts, and our hearts are deceptive. If we follow our heart, it's going to lead us in the wrong direction. Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And so without divine revelation from the Word of God, then we're just going to follow our heart, and our heart is going to lead us in the wrong direction. Area. Now, most people don't want to think about death. I mean, for many, it's like discussing funeral arrangements. I mean, we don't want to think about it. We don't want to talk about it. And our understanding or our thinking is, our reasoning is that if we don't talk about it and that if we don't think about it, then it probably won't happen. But we know better than that. The Bible says in Hebrews 2:3, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? The answer is that we cannot escape the judgment of God upon our sin. If we neglect to embrace God's simple plan of salvation, if we neglect to embrace or accept faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ, faith to live our lives for Him and to share the gospel with others, then the Bible teaches us that we are on the pathway to hell. It's not like we have to do something to be on that pathway. We are already on that pathway. We are already sinners by nature and by choice, and that pathway is leading us to a devil's Hell, all of us are traveling on a road that we have chosen this morning, but unfortunately, we will not all arrive at the same destination. If you have chosen God's way, faith in Jesus Christ alone, the destination is heaven. When I was a 10-year-old boy, I remember praying beside my bed. I realized I was a sinner. I realized I was on my way to hell. And I prayed a prayer like something like this: Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know that I've done bad things. And Lord, I pray you would wash my sins away and give me a home in heaven and be my Savior. You know, the wonderful thing about a heart decision like that is that God answers that prayer and he gives us eternal life. And he takes us from the pathway, the broad road, the pathway of hell, the pathway of destruction, and he instantly places us on the pathway to heaven. He places us in Christ, and we are on our way to heaven. Our life is different. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. That's a great study for us to take some time and study the difference between being in Adam and being in Christ, because the Bible teaches us that Jesus is the second Adam, and where by one man, Adam, sin entered into the world, by the second Adam, we find eternal life. We find hope. We find a remedy for our sin debt, and we find a home in heaven and a joy and a grace and a peace and a comfort for our souls. It's a wonderful blessing today to know that our sins are forgiven, to know that we're on our way to heaven. And so if you've chosen God's way and the finished work of Jesus Christ alone, then your destination is heaven. But if you have chosen any other way, and that's why the Bible calls it the broad road, because it involves so many different religions, so many different ideologies, so many different philosophies, so many different perspectives. The broad road may involve religion, where someone is working for their salvation. The broad road may involve something like the ideology of atheism, humanism, whatever the case is. If it is not the Lord Jesus Christ, then it is the broad road. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Pastor Burns, why are you so narrow-minded? Why are you so against religion or against other religions? Listen, friend, I'm just telling you what the Bible says. And the Bible says that the only way to God is through his son, Jesus Christ. You say, well, I'm just angry that there's only one way. Well, friend, I'm glad today that there is a way, that we can approach God through his son, that we can have eternal life, that we can know that we're going to heaven when this life is over. That is the greatest thing in all the world, to know that heaven is our home. Friend, if you've chosen another way, if you've chosen another pathway, then the destination is hell, separation from God for all eternity. Robert Frost wrote these words. He said, two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. The Bible teaches us that there are two pathways. Jesus said, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Jesus spoke of the way less traveled, and he challenged each of us to make a choice. Remember Matthew 7, 21 and 23, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Two gates, two ways, two groups, two destinations. Jesus spoke of two roads, a broad road, well-traveled, a pathway that is narrow, that is less traveled, which leads to eternal life. Which pathway are you on today? Because the pathway that you're on will determine where you're going. You ask the question, why are we here? What is our purpose? You know, what is the reason for my existence? Where am I going? Well, that question can only be answered by determining what pathway are you on. I hope you know Jesus as your Savior. I hope you come to the Lord. I hope that you have asked Him to save you. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I hope you know the Lord today. I hope today that you have that confidence in your heart to be absent from the body, the Scripture says. I hope you have that confidence. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. If I can help you in any way, would you please contact us through our radio ministry? We love to be a blessing to you. I hope that you have a safe and a wonderful day. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask Him to save you. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through Him by watching our video at kitchenerhope.com. Hey, Christian. Have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit timelesstruthsradio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.